From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
We'll be right back. right, you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on mtradio.net. Welcome to another awesome show. This is Mistress Oisy saying, what's up?
And this is Mistress Nancy saying, peaches and cream. Just because I can't.
This is Mistress Mystery saying, mud and jello.
It's going to be one kind of shows, huh?
At least it was a penis.
It wasn't. All right. We started off this week's show with some Judgment Hammer. Lightning War was the song. They're from Missoula, Montana. Woo! We've got Jared, Dustin, Sid, and Terrell. Missoula, Montana breeds really awesome metal. There's a lot of great bands from all over the state of Montana.
Say Montana in general does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Missoula definitely seems like they turn out groups that make you scream in the good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just, it must be in the water or something. Yeah.
It's that coolness.
It's fantastic. But metal flows very awesomely through all of this, yeah, state. And that's what we get to do for you each and every week is introduce you to all these awesome bands. And hopefully you're heading over to their Facebook page, their YouTube pages, River Nation accounts, and liking them and going to the shows and supporting these awesome bands because Montana has some great bands.
Support your local metal.
Yes. Do this. Judgment Hammer is actually going to be playing in Dillon, Montana on Friday, February 26th at 9 p.m. It's going to be at the Moose Bar in Dillon, Montana. Fantastic. We'll have to maybe see if we can run over and see that if the roads are not crappy. but yeah, so if you're going to be in the Dillon, Montana area on February 26th, definitely go check out Judgment Hammer.
From Missoula down to Butte, Montana, this is River Runs Red coming up next at you guys. River Runs Red is no longer together.
Sad face.
But awesome.
They're still awesome, and I'm sure there's a chance that they will eventually play together. I mean, lots of our bands like to take a short time off, go have a life, come back, be a band again, and
We
hold out hope for reunions.
And I know a lot of them are also doing other things in the music biz as well. Their vocalist and guitarist, Kevin George, is currently in a band.
At Home in Hell.
Yeah, Kevin's in At Home in Hell out of Great Falls, Montana. Definitely check them out. They've got a couple shows coming up in the near future with some Hemlock in April, I believe. They're going to be in Butte, Montana at the Times on April the 4th. So definitely get out and check At Home in Hell with Hemlock. All right. Right now, though, we're going to play some River Runs Red. They were an extreme metal band in the Butte, Montana area a while ago. And influences include The Haunted, Pantera, Nevermore, and more. Here's some River Runs Red. Always love our Butte boys. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Fuck your ass! Demonic, demonic, robotic, erotic, erotic, devil scream. Violence with lions and threatening, violence and deafening, sounds of rhythm of sin. Erotic, psychotic, adotic, robotic, erotic, erotic, devil scream. Violence with lions and threatening, violence and deafening, sounds of rhythm of sin.
This is Sean from Mudkicker, who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Hey, this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. You just got done listening to Cancerous with Never Enough. These guys are out of Billings, Montana. They're kind of on hiatus right now, so not too sure if anything new and exciting is coming up from them just as of yet, but the guitarist Josh is also a promoter and does some amazing work providing some great live scene for the Billings area.
He does. Josh is fantastic, and he brings a lot of great shows over there. He really supports the Montana metal scene over there and gets, yeah, the local bands along with the headliners coming through and stuff, so they get to intermingle and stuff. And so if you're definitely going to be looking at a Billings show, get a hold of Josh. Go to Cancer's page, and you can follow it back through there and stuff, and he'll hook you up. Josh is a good guy. We love Cancerous, and we're always holding out hope for a reunion because we need to get in trouble with Katie again, and she's fun, lead singer, cute little girl, well, not little girl, but cute girl, beautiful, and Mistress Angel and I sitting at the venue, and we look out, we see a sign that we're like, we can make that naughty. Just turn to Katie. We're like, Katie, Mistress Mayhem, shenanigan. And she doesn't even question or bat an eyelash. She's like, I'm on it. Out the sign, we go out and we're covering up the word to make the hard, you know, dick and stuff out of the hard work area and stuff. And we have pictures. It was fun, but she's fun. Cancers is awesome. So check them out and beg them to come back and share their awesomeness with us.
You say if we harass them enough, that they will have to realize they are awesome and need to be back together.
It worked to get Surge back. Surge is making a comeback. They can't even keep it on the East Coast right now. So,
like the drink?
Yeah, the Surge drink. Apparently, it's like popular again. And
wow.
It was popular Surge? Back in like the 90s.
Holy Surge is coming back. I was at a meeting the other day, and yeah, they're saying that we have to, every time we order, we have to over order because we're not going to be able to keep it on the floor. So,
wow. And now we're gonna be, and then they'll be sitting on it.
Right. They'll be angry protesters. I want my Surge. All right, we're going to get back into the music. We're going to stay in the Billings, Montana area. We've got the Farthest Edge. Love these guys. You've got Patrick, Rich, Corey, Stefan, and Johnny. The Farthest Edge was formed in the summer of 2011, and they have a full-length album from Billings with Love available at iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. They're a fun group of guys. They're an amazing performers, and then if you just are hanging out at another show with them, they're fun guys. I was teaching them how to drink at Five Finger Death Punch and Hell Yeah over in Billings. I was two-fisting. I'm like, this is how you do it, guys. And so they all felt like inadequate, and they had to go get more drinks because they're like, whoa, the girl's out drinking us. I'm like, this is how we do this. great group of guys. Definitely check out The Farthest Edge. You're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal on MTRadio.net.
That was invading their days, the way they pretended they could wade through the vast detachment. An ocean of pain and unresponsiveness has left them drowning while they play as if they're unending. Really. all's gone, and they will be consumed by what's forgotten. How they really feel, how it really feels. So displaced, not long ago they were in common. They saw the sun on the horizon. Now they really feel how it really feels to be
Hi, this is Rich from Kronos Customs, and I just want to tell y'all that you're some lucky sons of bitches because you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
Awesomeness from Muhammad Aldi on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Muhammad Aldi is from Hamel Rock, a.k.a. Hamilton, Montana. They're Death Thrash Boogie Band. Members are Moof and Southpaw, and they're both fantastic musicians and so much fun and so much energy to watch live. You see two guys get up there, and you're just kind of looking at them. You're like, okay, where's the rest of the band? And then you notice that Southpaw has one arm. You're like, and he's the guitarist. And you're like, okay. That was my first experience with them. And I'm like, I was totally intrigued. I'm like, I want to see what these guys can do. And
they are.
They fucking bring it. And I'm like, holy shit. And I've been sold ever since. I didn't know who they were until that day at a show. And I'm like, I want to know everything about this band. And they're fantastic.
There's no words to describe their epicness. I mean, it's amazing to watch them play.
Southpaw can shred. Like, God, he's just amazing. He has a video out there of him shredding and playing. Just, and it's like went viral. It's like 7 million views on it because it's fantastic. And you want to watch him play because he's good.
You watch it and you're like, where's the slow-mo so I can see what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, he's so fast.
Because he's faster than a lot of them are with two hands.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's just, and he's so good, so.
And as a mistress, we find guys with fast hands very impressive.
You've got fast fingers, I'm in.
Fast fingers, fast hands, we are all impressed, man.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
I love their band interest. It's to kick fucking ass and share the good shit with y'all. And that's exactly what they do. So
they do.
Go check out Muhammad Aldi. They've got a Facebook page, and you can find him on YouTube. And he's just freaking there. Him and Moof and Southpaw, they're just freaking fantastic, and we love them very, very much. All right, so we're gonna leave the Hamel Rock area and head over to the Bozeman area.
We're gonna check out the Killer and Me. Killer and Me was started in 2012. They are no longer together at the moment, at least. Band members used to include Mario, Michael, Austin, Tanner, and Nick. They were a very hardcore metal. Other members, of course, they're playing with other people and doing their own things. Like, Mario is currently involved with the band as the Crow Flies, so definitely give that a check out. Back into the music with The Killer and Me with the song, If I Had My Way, You'd Be Pregnant, on The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Yeah! hope you fucking die, bitch! Oh!
Listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was Resurgence with The Accuser. You need to check them out. They're a kick. I really do dig these guys.
Every time I hear The Accuser song, it's no matter where you are, you can hear the whole crowd just go, The Accuser. It's fun.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
They're an awesome band live.
Absolutely. They're actually going to be playing in Missoula, Montana on April 7th. Their special guests of Blessed Doom and Hemlock. Love Hemlock, too.
And Ectomorph.
At Ectomorph, yes. And that's going to be at the Dark Horse.
That's a show I love seeing, actually getting a chance to see Hemlock, and I love going to Missoula shows because Missoula knows how to party. And the Dark Horse is actually a really good band, or not a band, a really good place to see a band.
It is.
Yeah, it's
small, and so you get to intermingle with everybody. And
I like the small venues because you actually get to hang out with the band. So, I mean, there's nothing like actually being able to take shots with the band.
Well, you run into, and when you're in Missoula, you run into all the bands. So the last time I was in Missoula, I was at the Beer Fest, and then we ran into our friends, Jen and her husband from Tristan, I think is her husband's name, ran into them at the Beer Fest, and they're like, are you going to Hemlock tonight? I'm like, I didn't know Hemlock was playing. I've been so busy working and stuff that it was just a cluster to even get to the Beer Fest. And then, so we drank lots of beer, and then we all went to the Hemlock show at the Dark Horse, and Resurgence was there just hanging out. Travis and his girl Debbie, they were just there to see Hemlock, and so we're doing shots with them. And then all the Universal Chokesign boys were there. It was just like, it was a big huge metal reunion. And then there was lots of tequila, and then I got really sick.
I thought you swore off tequila. I keep swearing off tequila.
No, it wasn't tequila. It was that I mixed. I drank so much beer, and then I drank so much tequila on top of it. I mixed. It was my bad.
I thought you swore off tequila.
I will never swear off tequila. I love tequila.
Tequila is awesome.
You've had times in your life where you have sworn off tequila.
No, that was Black Velvet.
We both swore off Black Velvet.
I think everybody should swear off Black Velvet.
I can't even smell that stuff with
Yuck. Took me a long time to drink Dr. Pepper.
good time.
Although tequila was involved the last time we were with Resurgence in Butte when they were Vengeance. And then we ended up in the alleyway taking pictures that I do not recall taking. But there are pictures that we took. And I'm like, oh, they're not bad pictures. You know, they're like band photos and stuff in the alley and stuff. But I don't recall that at all. I see that I was there, but I do not recall. But I do see pictures before that I recall inside the bar doing shots with Travis from Resurgence. And that's what led to that, because we started doing shots and shots and shots. And oh, God, it was a good night. It was a fun night. So definitely check out Resurgence and check out that April show in Missoula, Montana with Hemlock and more. And, of course, Resurgence. We're going to have to close out this week's awesomeness of Montana metal. We always enjoy sharing these awesome bands with you, and I hope that you guys are going and checking them out and falling in love with them just like we do, because we really love these Montana bands. They're kick-ass, and they can stand up with all the other states. So Montana Absolutely. Has metal. And speaking of metal, we're going to close out this week's show with Universal Chokesign. We freaking love these guys. These guys, they bring it every single time. It doesn't matter where they're playing. They're freaking badass. Universal Chokesign is just fantastic, and the energy that comes off of those guys, and yeah, you want to mosh and jump around with them.
They're just metal.
Every time JJ screams, you just want to scream with him.
I love JJ screaming at me. He's just
God. I know, like the first couple of times he talked to us, he was kind of freaked out. He's like, scream for us, JJ, scream for us.
He's like, yell for us, and he's like,
excuse me. We're like, you know, like you do in your songs, just do it.
We all squeal and jump around. And he's like,
you guys are the weirdest. And now, of course, he automatically like sees us, and then he's like, the first thing he does are screaming for us, and like, I'm sure it scares people. But it's what we do now.
Yes. Universal Chokesign is from Missoula, Montana, founded in 2005. You got Pierre, Davey, Justin, and George, and of course JJ leading the vocals for that awesome band. I've seen them so many times, and I never, ever get bored of seeing them. They're fun. They're fantastic, and you should definitely check out Universal Chokesign. The song we're going to play for you to close out the show is called Turn, and when you hear it, you're going to want to jump around and turn the fuck around. When JJ tells you, you're going to automatically do it.
It'd be an excellent exercise song.
Right? All right, Mr. Soisy saying thank you very much for tuning in each and every week, and definitely check out the Montana Metal Facebook page for all the Montana happenings around the state, and go check out these bands and love them.
This is Mr. Sansi saying do something to stay warm, maybe something slightly illegal. Slap.
This is Mistress Mystery saying, if you do stay warm and it is slightly illegal, take pictures because we like them.
Pictures that didn't happen.
Pictures never happened. We saw nothing. We enjoyed it, but we didn't see nothing.
All right. A big thank you to DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week and making us sound awesomer. And of course, Sean from MT Radio for letting us play on his awesome station. Check out all the great shows on mtradio.net. And yeah, we will chat with you guys next week. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.